the tragic death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, killed today in a helicopter crash in Southern California. The retired Los Angeles Lakers star and his 13-year-old daughter among nine victims after that chopper went down and ignited near Calabasas, California. Video from the immediate aftermath showing a fire in the hills as first responders rushed to the scene, and from the sky, a vast debris field, the wreckage still smoldering late today. The news sending shockwaves all around the world, and fans in Los Angeles tonight streaming to the Staples Center, where Bryant helped win five championships for the Lakers.
Today we're going to take a look at the passing of basketball legend Kobe Bryant. And first off, I do want to emphasize that I don't want to be the guy that's out there saying this is some Illuminati hit. In fact, I don't really see evidence of that yet. Because, hey, you know, I said it before and I'll say it again, because I cover all these celebrity deaths. Sometimes people die, you know? And I feel like I need to address it because we got to take a look, right? There's some shocking connections to this Kobe Bryant death that we need to look at. But all in all, in the end, I don't necessarily see any clear indicators of Illuminati foul play. We're going to cover some of the sensational conspiracies floating around. We're going to cover some of the more insane yet rational concepts like predictive programming, which I find to be the most rational and potentially possible elements to this case, if you want to look at it from an occult perspective. But ultimately, this is a man with a family who tragically died in an accident. So I don't love having to be the one to talk about this kind of stuff, because on some levels it's a little sleazy, right? But yeah, if you haven't heard, not that you haven't heard already, but Kobe Bryant passed away at 41 years old. Died. Nine people died in this helicopter accident, including his own daughter. So yeah, it's a little sleazy to feel like I'm flipping this tragedy into a show, because I like to keep things a little more lighthearted. But hey, you know, that's how TMZ and the mainstream media and the news, they make money off this. If it bleeds, it leads, they say, and that's how it goes. So I don't want to be disingenuous to the idea that there are conspiracies floating around about this death. But I'm the first conspiracy theorist to tell you. I always say I'm a bad conspiracy theorist because I am. I'm the first one to tell you that, like, not everything's a conspiracy. And to look at this today, it's a gross job, but somebody's got to do it. So I'm going to do it. I want to be your guide. I want to be your guide through the inter-recesses of Reddit and 8chan and all this craziness of what's going on out there, all these theories. So one idea here, they're the QAnon folks, who I don't really buy into. They're claiming this is a distraction. It's a distraction from the impeachment, because Kobe Bryant was going to work with Bill Clinton next month in February on a kids sports conference, and the deep state took him down. I mean, you can believe that if you want. I don't. I'm not a big fan of the QAnon movement. And I'm going to talk about that more in my Isaac Cappy show, which should drop anytime now. And that's actually going to be on the Patreon feed only because of the sensitivity of the topics. I don't like posting some of the more, some of the darker, grosser concepts of abuse on the free feed. There's also people talking about this Planters peanut commercial Kobe did a couple of years ago. And they've coupled that with the recent announcement made by Planters of how they're going to kill the Planters man, Mr. Peanut. So there's that. And with that, we can even point to, you know, the idea that in America here, we anything goes, right? It's a pretty wild place. and they were making jokes about Kobe dying from a helicopter crash. Yeah, can you believe that? Before he died, of course. Let me caveat that. 3 years prior, November 2016, there was a cartoon called Legends of Chamberlain Heights. I've never seen it. Oh, and by the way, let me also, before I forget, I'm not the guy to talk about Kobe Bryant. I don't watch sports. In fact, basketball, I call that the big round ball as compared to the small round ball, golf or baseball. So I know the guy's like one of the best to ever play the game. That's all I know about him. So I don't know the inner workings of the NBA or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James who comes up in this and Shaquille O'Neal who comes up in this. So there's probably a million elements of this I am unaware of. So I just want to make sure you understand that. But I took the day to look around and try to figure out and piece together things. And in fact, this next little tidbit is to me the most craziest thing about this death is this Legend of Chamberlain Heights cartoon from November 2016. They depicted Kobe dying in a helicopter crash.
Oh shit! It's Kobe Bryant!
Help me!
Just pass me the trophies and we'll pull you out!
Pass?
These were Shaq's anyway.
Now, if you want to look at this from a rational perspective, they're claiming that he was known, more notorious, for taking helicopter rides around Los Angeles. So, maybe. I mean, sort of like all those depictions of the Twin Towers on fire and exploding and planes running into them that we saw prior to 9/11. They claim that, well, I mean, that was just a thing. It was just in the subconscious of the masses because of people thinking about that, thinking about it happening. We're going to come back to this. This Legends of Chamberlain Heights video is the most curious element of this whole thing. But it's curious because in the video, they mention Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal. Who's a noted Freemason. Yes, indeed. You can see the images I've posted on IlluminatiWatcher.com and also on all my social media feeds, Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, Facebook, same, Isaac Weishaupt or Illuminati Watcher. But you can see the images. Shaq very plainly wears the Freemason ring, wears the apron, wears the garments. How high up is he initiated? We don't know. We don't know the truth. It's a secret society. You aren't supposed to know the truth. The truth about Freemasonry is it ultimately leads to Luciferianism. That's the claim, at least. And there's good, solid basis evidence for that claim. I'm not saying run with that, but to the best of my knowledge, when I read through the literature and when I hear the ideas, I believe it to be so at this point. Now, Shaq also, he had that, if you recall back in 2018, I covered this on the podcast, he had that weird MK Ultra-esque freeze up where he just froze up all crazy. Weird video, if you've ever seen that. But to add some weirdness to this video, this Legends of Chamberlain Heights cartoon, the last person that Kobe Bryant messaged was none other than Shareef O'Neal, Shaquille's son. So, if you wanted to claim some kind of weird involvement of the Illuminati or the occult, I believe this cartoon could be it. I don't think so. I don't think so because I don't see the motive here, right? I don't see the agenda of why they would have to take him out. Especially like with his daughter on board. I mean, ugh, terrible. Now, here's some other weird things we got to cover. And I'm going to shout out some of the people that helped me out trying to find this information. Shout out Atlantean Al. He looked up that Chief Keef video for Kobe. And I'd actually seen that video in the past, but I didn't think anything of it when this happened. But the video starts out with the helicopter at the very beginning of the video. And then the next thing you see is a billboard of Kobe Bryant with the Time Warner all-seeing eye right next to him. Classic Illuminati symbolism. Undeniable. Very strange. Again, you can see all these images on my socials or the website, IlluminatiWatcher.com. Shout out Hot Rod. Reddit post claims that Washington Post had an article of talking about how Kobe Bryant was killed 2 days prior. Now, if you want to look at the rational debunk of that, they claim that this is a common typo error. Instead of it saying 2H, meaning 2 hours, it said 2D, meaning 2 days. That's the explanation for that. Take it or leave it. I mean, I guess you got to believe the Post knew about his death 2 days prior and posted it, but then don't you think that would trend pretty quick? I would think so. But maybe, right? Shout out Golden K. A tweet from 2012 talked about Kobe dying from a helicopter crash. So again, is this just another element of like the 9/11 Twin Towers thing where people were just thinking that this could happen? Or is it just a photoshopped entry? It's hard to say anymore, right? Shout out Aquapatch for this one. In 2016, Kobe gave away 400 figurines of a Kobe helicopter sort of transformer thing. That's very strange. Again, not indicative of Illuminati sacrifice, but very odd. Finally, here we got one more. Shout out to Darren on this commercial with Kanye West. You know, Mr. MK Ultra himself and Kobe Bryant. There's a commercial and it shows Kobe sort of battling with Kanye and he throws a basketball at Kanye and there's this huge explosion, all these flames just hitting the ground. Almost like a helicopter breaking up in the sky and crashing on the earth. So again, not clear 100% evidence that it was an Illuminati hit, but it piles into an argument that I'm going to make at the end of this show. Let's talk about LeBron James, because this is part of the conspiracy floating around. LeBron James, again, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, or so I hear. He's always doing the all-seeing eye. He's always doing the 666 hand stuff. He's always doing the rock diamond, which is the triangle of manifestation. He's buddies with Kyrie Irving, who's totally Illuminati confirmed. And what happened was LeBron James passed Kobe Bryant for the all-time scoring record just one day prior to Kobe's death, which is very odd timing. LeBron James now at number 3, for what it's worth. Number 2 is Karl Malone. Number 1, oh dear, I don't know. Wilt Chamberlain? I don't know. You'll have to look that up. I looked it up earlier just to make sure I was reading it correctly. For all you sports people out there. I know all you sports people out there are upset because you know who number 1 is and I don't. I think it's Wilt Chamberlain. I think it's who it said. It doesn't matter. but Kobe's last post on social media, quote, on to number 2 at King James, that's LeBron James, keep growing the game and charting the path for the next. Little ominous, right? A little strange, but hey, you know, not that abnormal. Now, the day before the record-breaking score, LeBron James was upset because he couldn't do this pre-game ritual that they're talking about. I watched a video of this. I tried to find it because I didn't understand. Not a sports ball guy, but he takes like chalk and powder and he throws it all up in the air. And everyone in the stands gets all in a frenzy about it. All the mouth breathers out there cheering in ecstasy. So apparently he was really upset because he's almost OCD about these weird rituals that he does. Like when you see them at the beginning of the game, they call out his name. He does this weird combination of hand symbols with the 666 hands and the triangle. And of course the 666 hand, that could mean many things. That could mean many, many things. And we're going to talk about that on my Grammy show, which is going to come out real soon after this one, because that plays a part in the Grammys ritual. But the 666 hand, traditionally known in the occult circles as the womb of the Illuminati. That's why you saw there's all these weird pictures of all these celebrities doing this same gesture for no apparent reason. And the media, they try to label it as the white power symbol. The KKK is what they said. But you got all these people doing it, and they make all these excuses for what they're doing. Like, Beyonce does it all the time, and they say, oh, it's because she's from the Third Ward. And then, Lil Wayne does it, and it's, oh, it's because he's a blood. And maybe, right? Maybe. But it's very odd how often they do it. It's very odd, because the fingers make an overlapping 3-6s. It truly does. Which, of course, is a reference to who? The devil. Or if you want to take the Freemason route, as Brother Shaquille O'Neal did, it's the number of perfected man, as Manly P. Hall says, the 33rd degree Freemason Manly Hall. It's the number of perfected man, and that's the true little inner secret that these people have. It's that they're in on the club. They're in on the club of perfecting man, the evolution of consciousness. The masses don't deserve to understand the true agenda of the serpent. Of Lucifer. Or at least that's the argument, right? Now, LeBron James, let's not quit on LeBron. He's got a lot. A recent post, I believe this was after he broke the scoring record, he posted about Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. If you recall that book, great book, it's about the personal legend of Santiago. And LeBron James says, on a quest to find my personal legend, find the alchemist. Which is a bit of Aleister Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt. And then also, LeBron is walking past a sign on the wall that says GOAT, G-O-A-T. Greatest of all time, of course, is what that means. Or does it mean the other GOAT, the one with the breasts, the one that the Knights Templar were worshipping? The floating head of the goat. The Mendes goat, right? You know what I'm talking about. Now, which ironically is also called the Baphomet, and Aleister Crowley used to sign his signature as that. He called himself that. And I did a whole research on the Alchemist in a book I wrote called The Desert Enigma, now available on Amazon and Audible. It's actually a part of a compilation book I did called Alice in Rocky Horror Land. It has a breakdown of Alice in Wonderland. It has a breakdown of Rocky Horror Picture Show. It has a Google thing about how Google's the devil. And, of course, The Alchemist. Audible, Amazon, get your copy now. Now, I'm going to read you from that. After traveling the world and spending time as a 60s hippie, drugs and all, Paulo Coelho worked with a musician named Raul Seixas. And introduced him to the works of Aleister Crowley. Seixas was so impressed with Crowley's Thelema teachings that he and Coelho tried to start an anarchist commune, not so distant from similar hippie groups of the time, called the Alternative Society, which was shut down by the Brazilian government. In the Seixas song, Sociedade Alternativa, written by Paulo Coelho, they have some interesting lyrics that should raise further interest into exactly what it was that these two were attempting to research. And here are the lyrics. Live, 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 the alternative society. The number 666 is called Aleister Crowley. Hooray. And it says there, here we go. There are even more overt lyrics referencing Crowley's occult belief system known as Thelema and the Aeon of Horus. Live, 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 the alternative society. Hooray, the new Aeon. So go do what you want, because it's everything. In the law, live, 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 the alternative society, do what you want, it is to be everything in the law, every man, every woman is a star. And of course, those are all Aleister Crowley references, to say every man and woman is a star, do what thou wilt, and talking about the law, the book of the law, of course, being the book that Aleister Crowley was talking to demons and transcribed. So, the same guy who wrote The Alchemist was into all this wild stuff. I mean, does that make it a bad book? No, I read it. I thought it was a great book. But you got to understand what these people are under the influence of and make sure you don't fall under the same influence. Or hell, maybe you do. I don't know what you want to do with your life. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to tell you about it, because you don't hear that on Oprah. I watched the interviews with Paulo Coelho. She did like a 5-part series with him. Aleister Crowley didn't come up one time. So in conclusion, let's wrap this up. Because I'm not going to go out on a limb and try to sensationalize this thing, okay? Because that's not me. But I did want to address it. I thought you deserved that. You deserve a voice of reason in the madness. So Kobe Bryant, gifted basketball player. I have my doubts that his death was tied to any kind of Illuminati agenda or blood sacrifice. However, we have to wonder about the powers of predictive programming. We've got this powerful imagery projected into the universe of his specific death on this cartoon, The Legends of Chamberlain Heights. Did that resonate with the universe? If you believe in the idea of occult ritual magic, the as above, so below axiom, the idea that one's mental emanations can go to the universe and change reality, then in fact, there's some concern to be had here. And then you look at all these other things, like the Kobe video from Chief Keef with the helicopter. You got the 400 Kobe helicopter figurines. You got the commercials with Kanye West and Kobe going down in flames. You got the strange connection of LeBron James passing him up on the all-time scoring record just one day prior. And of course, LeBron James, with all his weird ritualistic ways, makes you wonder. But I want to leave you with that, and you determine what you think about the whole thing. I do want to be respectful about it. I mean, this was still a man, this was still a father, this was still a husband. And tragically, he lost his own daughter was in it. You know, it's just a terrible scene all around. And I do want to be respectful about that. So thanks for listening and stay tuned. Stay subscribed. We're going to talk about the Grammys. We're going to try to make this a little more fun. I'm going to break down the Grammys, the 2020 Grammys. And there was some good stuff. We need to talk about Billie Eilish. Oh, that Billie Eilish. Tyler, the Creator, Alicia Keys, it's all in there. We're also going to cover a little bit on Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Post Malone gets in on it. So yeah, stay subscribed for that, because that's going to be a good time. We're going to pick it back up. And until next time, stay woke.